Hello and welcome to the Everyday Adventure Podcast. My name is Nikki Bass and I will be bringing you thoughts and ideas and hopefully some inspiration on how to build more adventure into your everyday life. So I'm going to take a bit of a departure from my interviews for this episode because I felt that it was important to just pause and reflect on the events of the last couple of weeks since the death of George Floyd. And I think like a lot of people, I certainly spent the first week sort of really questioning what I should be saying. Should I be saying something? Feeling it very deeply and feeling, I guess, wanting to acknowledge and recognise the deep pain and the anger that was being experienced by the Black community, but also wondering what my place within that was and what I should be saying. And I suppose I took a bit of time to listen and to do a lot of reading and a lot of thinking. And I've sort of came to the conclusion this weekend that actually it was really important to speak out, that my fear of what people might think or of how people might respond was actually far less important. Given that I have this podcast and this platform, I felt it was important to speak out. And I suppose I've also sort of moved between feeling helpless and powerless, and then also feeling that I've been complicit in the silence. I was born in South Africa, in apartheid era South Africa, and enjoyed enormous untold white privilege as a result of the colour of my skin. This was a society where brutality against Black people was systematised and legalised. And because of my skin colour, my parents and my family, we were able to move to the UK and leave that behind us. And to be fair, even when I was there, it was something that affected me, but never directly touched me. But as a result, race has always been a topic of conversation in our house. I grew up with it. I grew up with my parents talking about it. One of the first films ever took me to see was Cry Freedom. And it's been something that I've been very keen, felt it very important to discuss with my children from the point at which they could even speak. It's been a feature of our conversations too. But I'm also very conscious that I live in rural England, where diversity is practically non-existent in a lot of the villages around here, that actually the majority of people my children see look the same as them and sound the same as them. And as a result, they're not exposed to very much in their lives. And that's why I feel it was important to speak, because I'm a strong believer that change really starts on your own doorstep. It's in the way that you treat people and interact with people and stand up when you see things that don't chime with your own values, which I know is very much easier said than done. But well, I read an article, I think it was a few days ago, by Phil Young, who's a snowboarder who I used to watch him on TV when I was first getting into snowboarding, probably in the late 90s, early 2000s. Someone who I've always had immense respect for. And he wrote an incredibly powerful and thought-provoking article about the whiteness of outdoor spaces and why there are not more Black people and people of colour enjoying the outdoor adventure sports that so many of us take for granted. And in it, he talks about some of the reasons that are commonly given for that, such as, Black people don't like the cold, or Black people don't like swimming. And he basically eviscerates these with about showing how the ridiculousness of these statements, that you can dismiss an entire group of people purely on the colour of their skin, and say that in the same way that, my mum really doesn't like camping outside. And I enjoy getting in the cold ocean, which a lot of other my friends don't. That's got nothing to do with the colour of my skin, but for some reason that's become an acceptable way to think in terms of how people of colour experience the outdoors as well. And he talks about, why you don't see more diversity in outdoor spaces, and that actually perhaps that they don't feel safe for people who don't visually fit with the prevailing norm in those particular areas. That actually, and it did make me reflect that although technically I'm an immigrant, nobody ever asks me where I'm from. And though I might feel sometimes out of place as a midlife white woman out in the surf and out snowboarding, actually nobody ever questions whether I belong in those spaces. And he also talks about this idea, and I've talked about it previously in terms of women and you know, how you progress through your careers if you can't see people who, you know, look like you or you can relate to. And then the exact same vein, how difficult it is for people of colour who see no visual representation of themselves in any of the marketing out there regarding outdoor and adventure sports. And that this perpetuates a narrative. And it's subtle, but it's just as insidious in terms of saying that actually this is not a space in which people who don't look like this belong. So it really got me thinking about, I guess, firstly acknowledging my place in that system, if my place is as part of that system, then I also have a role in which to help to start dismantle it and to expose it. And what I could really do taking this forward on the basis this starts on our doorstep. So I guess my steps moving forward are to listen more and to seek out more diverse voices, whether it's on social media or in my reading or, you know, wherever I come into contact with different thoughts, is to actively seek out different perspectives. And I think the other thing is to use the platforms that I do have to amplify voices that aren't as represented as much as possible. So I don't have all the answers of this. And like I said, this is only very much the starting point, but any suggestions or ideas or thoughts that you may have would be incredibly welcome, or any people that you have resonated with you and that you would like to see featured, either interviewed or, you know, for me to talk to, that would be hugely appreciated. If you'd like to get in touch, you can find me on Instagram, Resilience at Work, or you can join me in the Everyday Adventure Club, which is our group on Facebook. Anyway, thank you very much for listening today, and I look forward to seeing you again soon with some more interviews and adventures. Take care. Bye.